Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The holiday season is in full swing, and with that comes visitors, office parties, family gatherings, and a lot of food. It's easy to have a cheese puff here and a glass of wine there, but it all adds up. Cornell University's Carly Pakanowski takes a look at how the availability of food at every event is adding even more to our waistlines.
Why are food and drinks served at almost every meeting or social gathering we attend? It's become an expectation, a convention, that when we're invited to attend a meeting, seminar, or event, regardless of the time of day, there will be something there to tide us over or allure us to meeting. The omnipresence of food at events diverts attention from one of the most serious public health problems the U.S. faces today, obesity. Recently, researchers Duffy and Popkin estimate that between 1977 and 2006, a powerful determinant of overeating may be the increased number of occasions that we have to eat, a cumulative increase of between 10 and 100 calories per day per year can explain the increase in obesity since the 1980s. To gain 1 pound per year, which is the average amount gained by a U.S. adult, all that's necessary is a surplus of 10 calories per day. Eating just a bagel and cream cheese or a large chocolate chip cookie during a meeting once a week is more than enough to account for this increase. Or a few carrot sticks and dip, then some fruit salad at a different meeting, possibly a holiday cookie, that's more than 10 calories per day in that week. Now multiply this among an entire population over the course of decades. For each 10-year period, that's 10 pounds per person. And it's easy to see how obesity became an epidemic. Is it absurd to not bring food to our meetings? 30 years ago, sorting garbage or not smoking in public places would have been thought absurd. Perhaps we need to reconsider using food as a lure for meetings and brainstorm alternatives to this cultural practice.
That was Cornell University's Carly Pakanowski. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Mom's cooking chicken.